John gonna leave me alone. John hit. John hit. You gonna leave me alone this morning,
man. Look, I'm minding my own business, man.
Overton. Look. Overton is in the building, y'all.
Just minding my own business, man.
He's
just
in the building with y'all crazy people. He's gonna be live in the Comedy Zone. He and him messing with me. What's
he's
up,
he's probably
John?
Gonna walk out thinking, hey, this man. Madhouse is crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty much. It's pretty much madhouse. Man. Ain't no doubt. Just walked into this stuff. You gotta wake up quick, Ron. Yeah, I was tired, but I'm coming here for 5 minutes. I'm wide awake.
What's up with you, big dog? You been all right?
Oh, man, everything's good, man. Just glad to be back in Charlotte, man. Ain't been in a while, so I'm looking forward to this week.
Okay, then what's up? All right, so we got this this segment on our show. We got called Situations. Well, we read a letter, and they give us a situation, and you can help us out with it, all right?
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Justin.
All right, today's letter reads, me and my old lady went out to the club the other day, and she got wasted. I basically had to carry her out of the club. On the way home, she was talking all crazy and slurring her words, but I clearly heard her say, I am so sorry, Mike. I didn't mean to get this drunk. Here's the thing. My name ain't Mike.
Oh, wow.
That's her ex-boyfriend's name.
Oh.
I asked her, what did she say? But all of a sudden, she went silent on me. What do I do? We've been together for a year now, and we have never stepped out on each other. But this just isn't sitting too well with me.
Well, we'll start with the celebrity guest.
No, don't start with me. This Mike situation now, you know. Well, she was drunk.
Yeah, so. She was drunk. They say the truth come out when you're drunk.
That's the problem right there. Mike, she didn't see Mike sometime in that past year, probably. Been drunk and, yeah, so he got reason to be a little concerned about that. But
is this grounds for termination?
Well, you know, like when people are drinking, you know, you can't, you know. You got to give them a chance when they sobered up,
uh-huh.
You know, and then we can talk about this and figure it out. But he need to check on the last time when she had a little Mike rendezvous.
Yeah.
It might have been less than, if it's less than a year, you might have problems.
Okay.
I think it's sort of awkward in this situation that she was talking, and then all of a sudden when he was like, what'd you say? She went silent. She went silent. That would sort of make me be like, all right, now, hold on.
She went silent because she sobered up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
You know how when you drunk, then you had that sober up moment?
that moment of clarity.
Yeah, that moment.
And then mine, she like, what did I just do?
She had that sober up moment.
This is what you do. You go through her phone.
Really?
And you look up all the female names in her phone that start with an M. And you call every single lad one of them.
Please understand that we're smarter than that.
You think something, Mama.
Please understand. But she drunk, smarter than
if
that.
She get drunk enough to call him another name, she ain't too bright to put him under something.
You might just want to look under Mike.
Right.
Yeah. It might be that. It might not be. You ain't got to go all this investigation. He tried to go that undercover stuff. You know, like,
just look at the call
right
log.
Yeah.
Just look at the call
Mike
log.
Mike might be right there.
Bill Collector. Look up Bill Collector. That is Mike.
Mike was probably supposed to take her home. You messed it up.
Mike the plumber.
It might be a situation where the last time she got this drunk, she was with Mike.
So
and it was
be,
year, it was long time ago. It was a long time ago. And the last time that she was in this situation, she...
So you get
so
PTSD?
So this was a flashback.
Maybe she had a flashback.
Okay. She get PTSD when she drunk?
Maybe.
No.
Maybe
no.
Something happened.
No.
Five seven oh.
Not in this household.
570-WPG. Tell Freddy Carolina's 1-800-525-0098. Help this brother out on this situation. This Power 98.
The Power 98 summer block parties.
In the morning, Madhouse Situation Thursday. Jess, what we got?
Today's letter reads, me and my old lady went out to the club the other day and she got wasted. I basically had to carry her out of the club. On the way home, she was talking all crazy and slurring her words, but I clearly heard her say, I am so sorry, Mike. I did not mean to get this drunk. Here's the thing. My name ain't Mike. That's her ex-boyfriend's name. I asked her, what did she say? But all of a sudden, she went silent on me. What do I do? We've been together for a year now and have never stepped out on each other, but this just isn't sitting well with me. We got to go check out what Madhouse Nation has to say about it. Good morning.
But listen, if she ain't been seeing Mike, she's thinking about Mike. Mike was on her mind for her to say Mike, and he need to say something to her. He need to ask about Mike.
He need to ask about Mike. Ask about him then.
We ain't never stepped out on each other. No, you have never stepped out on her.
Here's the thing, though. When you ask about Mike, you're going to get two responses. Yes, I've been seeing Mike. Or no, I haven't been seeing Mike. You know, like, what do you do? Those are the two responses that you're going to get.
Well, it depends on which response she come back with.
But ain't one of them to answer. The responses you're going to get, but ain't now one of them to answer.
Good morning.
I had a teammate in college who did almost the same thing. She was real drunk and was sleeping with her new boyfriend and called the new boyfriend the ex-boyfriend's name. But in her defense, she had only been with the one guy prior to him. So that was who she was accustomed to calling his name. And it was kind of the same situation where she had been drinking and just kind of reverted back to the old situation she had been in. So, I mean, she was a good girl. She wasn't cheating or anything, but it happened to her as well. So I would say give her the benefit of the doubt. And maybe do a little bit of more investigating into the situation.
Mm. Girl, you better have your friends back.
You better.
Let me tell you something.
All the way.
You call out somebody else's name while we are sleeping together? Oh, boy. It's no.
Mm. What you going to do, Jeff?
Ever happened to anybody in the room? John, it ever happened to you?
No. That's why I just say baby. So if you stick to generic terms, you never get... I'm just saying. If you just stick to generic baby and just build around that, see, that's the key. And you never... No confusion.
No confusion
with an R.
John is, a.k.a. Overton in the building with us, man, inside Madhouse Nation. And Jeff, you asked him earlier, you said, do you stop?
So we were having the conversation off air. If you are in the act and the other person that you are with calls you another person's name, do you stop or do you finish the act?
Hell yes, you finish.
I gotta get this up out, man.
Yeah, we gonna finish and there'll be a discussion afterwards.
After I
now,
wake
so
up.
Who's that? Now what was going? Yo, after I wake up.
Because it's gonna be a nap in between this discussion.
By that time, you wasted too much time.
Nah, I've thought
of my life on how to get out of
That's
this.
That's what I'm saying. You can't give them no time. Yeah. Because like
women wait a whole nother day before they ask you something. What happened?
That's how you handle the situation.
Nope. We're gonna talk about this. Wait till I wake up.
While we finishing these little pumps, I am thinking of my life. While we are finishing these 50 pumps, I am thinking of my life.
What about you, Jess? Do you finish? If you in the act and he called out another woman name?
No. I finished killing him. Because I'm going to pull out the knife that's underneath the bed. We going to
pull
war.
Out, all right.
Good morning.
What's up, man? You know she wrong, man. For real, man. You need to let her go. But then she probably ain't had that much fun since Mike, though, man. Mike probably the one that was making it happen, man. Nah, it's over. You got to let that go. She want Mike. She don't want him no more. She want Mike.
That's even worse.
It sounds like he sent this to the man. I don't know who that was, but he sounded like he was about to cry.
Mike, bro.
He's like, no, bro. She won't bite, man.
They had a hood boys talk, man. They talk like that. He wasn't about to cry. He was just letting you know she won't bite.
He wasn't about to cry. He was just a little inebriated.
So are we telling this man that he needs to break up with his girlfriend?
Yes.
I think you need to have a conversation. Everything starts with the conversation, and then after that, you can make a decision.
Mike gonna turn into John. John is gonna turn into Henry. Henry is going to be a sugar daddy.
Or you can just call out somebody else's name while she doing something.
Get back.
You just petty. You just petty, man.
I am petty.
Get that revenge in.
I'm petty.
And I hell knock, see, because what you can't do, you ain't going to cook nothing that you going to put Visine in or some contact solution.
Yeah, you
That's
not.
What she going to do if you call her somebody else's name. I done been through some stuff in my relationship.
I can tell.
And yeah, those are specific. Visine, contact. Wow.
Wake that ass up. You're listening to Charlotte.